Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because they say 40% of the people driving around right now don't have auto insurance. Wow. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And Chuck Norris is back as a sponsor to our channel. And I will talk about him in a little bit. First things first, guys, the economy is not doing well. People are having a difficult time. So what do? You get rid of certain things. What do you cut back on? Can't get rid of the car because I got to get to work. I know, I just won't pay for my insurance. Horrible idea, guys. Absolute horrible idea. But this goes a long way because I've had a lot of people I ran into. And I was just talking to a friend before I start filming this video. Over the course of the last week, I've had 5 people walk up to me and tell me that they didn't have some type of insurance, or they went back and cut their insurance down to nothing. But now what we're seeing is that people just are driving around without the insurance altogether. And guys, this is a huge mistake. Here in California, if you do not have liability insurance, it is a crime. Now, I know, I would say 2 dozen people that have gotten into car accidents with people that were not from here. Let's put it that way. And when the person said, hey, are you gonna arrest them because they don't have insurance? No, multiple times they just let the people go, get out of here, and the people drive away in front of the cop. Now, if you and I did that, we would be cited, we would have problems, they would impound our car, things like that. And I'm telling you, there are cities like Laguna Beach, if your exhaust is too loud, they will write you up in state refu to where the car cannot be driven until it is reviewed by a state referee for exhaust, which is insane. And what's unfair about that is that the state refs generally run 90 days right now. I hear that they are 5 months behind right now in reviewing cars, and that they give people an appointment and say, you need to have this done by this date, and they push them off. So again, you drive the car during that time, they will seize the car for the state of California. And it's horrific. But here is the thing. Right now, the minimum requirements are very, very low. One of the worst states is Florida right now. Florida has the lowest insurance requirements of any state. I don't know if it's because of the retirees. I don't know what it is, but it's 525, which is incredible. And what that is it's basically, you know, bodily injury coverage, overall damage, you know, property damage. I'm telling you guys, you hit a gate, you run into something, and you're gonna have $5,000 worth of damage. It's just that simple. So the insurance requirements, you know, they say that most people drive around with 10, 20, and 10, which is ridiculous. $10,000 bodily injury, $20,000 total accident losses. Guys, your car has got more than, it's probably worth more than 20 grand. $10,000 in property damage, again, too low. What the insurance companies say that you should have 100 bodily injury damage, hurting people, 300,000 in total accident losses, and 100,000 in property damage. Again, guys, people are broke right now, and you need to look at your uninsured motorist. You need to look at what kind of coverage you have for somebody that doesn't have insurance that you get in an accident with. That is critical right now, more than ever right now, because, you know, I've seen people get into accidents and people don't have insurance, and they were told you have to sue yourself. You have to go after your own insurance company to make sure your car gets cut, you have coverage, and the damage is paid for. That is horrific, guys. That is horrific. I had a relative that a guy ran through a red light. I was texting my ex-wife, she's leaving me, and plowed into him, and his knee will never be the same. He'll never walk the same again, but the guy had such low policy. Thank God he has insurance that was going to pay for that. So, you know, insurance is the necessary evil. When I was on the ship, I met multiple people that had little or no insurance. One woman was telling me about relatives in the Palisades, and when I mentioned this, I've had other people reach out about this. Please understand this, guys. I'm going to pick up my bird feet. Think about this. If you have a house and you have a mortgage on that house and the house burns down to the ground, you've got to continue to make that mortgage payment. Well, I have mortgage insurance, Dan. No, that covers insurance company. That covers the mortgage to a certain point, but you have to continue to make the payment. You have to continue to make your property tax payment. Now, you can get forbearance and you can have them put that off, but you still owe that money. Guys, this is just insult to injury. One woman that brought this up to me, and this just floored me, was her parents had gone 18 years without insurance. 18 years. And now the house is gone. So they have a bill right now. They've got to pay to clean up the lot. They've got to get rid of all the toxic material. And they have an asset that is no longer worth almost $5 million. It's worth nothing, maybe 250 grand for that lot. Terrible, absolutely awful spot to be in right now. So you're seeing more and more of this. I have a friend of mine who's a brilliant businessman. And I can't wait to work with this guy. But he's like, Dan, I don't have insurance. I have the absolute bare minimum. So if I get pulled over, that's that. Everything's in the LLC. I'm not responsible for this. And he had a building burned down. And it was cheaper for him to pay it and fix it himself than it was to deal with everybody, because they got to clear the property and do everything on his own. Now, he's got scratch. He's got money and he can afford that. But not everybody can afford that. Not everybody lives out in the middle of, a desolate area like he does. So I don't want to say the state. Point is that people are having a difficult time. Driving to film this video, when I got off the freeway, there is a food bank. And it always bothers me because the food bank has got a line, there's 25, 30 people. And I saw the line and I thought, wow, they moved the food bank back to the sidewalk. Well, no, they didn't move it back. The line got longer, to where today's line probably had 250 people in line waiting for food. Now, they had a truck there and they were unloading bushels and bushels of food. But this is the sad state of affairs that people cannot afford to live right now. It's very expensive. People need food. They had eggs that I'm surprised they didn't have a gunman standing there protecting people from the eggs. It's nuts right now what we're living through. So let me know what you think about this. Would you drive without insurance? No, don't do it, guys. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Get the bare minimum. Get the bare minimum. I've seen people buy nice cars, and I say nice, I mean $10,000, $15,000 used car, just get liability insurance, and then 2 weeks later they get into an accident, and the car is totaled, and now it's worth nothing. So please, guys, protect yourself, get some insurance. Am I pro-insurance? No, I think that they're a den of thieves. I really do. I think that they rip us off on a weekly, daily, monthly basis. Don't get me started on health insurance. I have a friend who's sending me all the stuff about Medicaid, Medicare, and all the stuff which I'm not eligible for. Thank you. I've had people write me, who are you going to pick? And then I realize, they think I'm like 8 years older than I am. So anyways, let me know what you think so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. The legendary actor has been in Hollywood for decades, and he is now in his mid-80s and looks fantastic. He attributes this to three things, and these three simple things anybody can do, but he put together a video for us. And if you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, use the link below. It's the easiest way to find it. You can see this video on the difference it's made with him. He feels like he's in his 50s, in his mid-80s. He can work out all day. He's got more time for his grandkids at night, and he's got the energy to keep things going. Check it out today. But guys, as we get older, we do things that sabotage our health. If you take a look at this, this can help you and make a big difference. Check out what Chuck Norris has done. Go to chuckdefense.com/Dan. See the differences that he made, and it'll make a big difference in your life too. Check it out today. It's a great service. And see what Chuck Norris did. Hopefully it'll help you too. Small business just got a victory because the Treasury Department just suspended the beneficial ownership statement. And what is this? It made it a law that you had to report everything about your small business. The business owners, every officer, everybody that works for you, and you had to give personal information. basically your driver's license, your address, all this stuff. And the idea with this and how it was originally sold to us, it was to protect foreign, you know, us from foreign businesses that come here and commit fraud and act like, you know, they're not doing anything wrong when in fact they're laundering money and doing things like that. Or if you're, you know, I don't know, a relative of a president and you get checks written to you, it was designed to protect things like that. Well, the current administration says, no, this is too much. So it was supposed to go into effect, out of effect. And then finally, March 21st, it was going to go into effect. And on March 2nd, a couple of days ago, they got rid of that. And you don't have to report this now. So the beauty of this is it really does just leave the fact that people are getting fined. People are going to be, you know, held accountable for this stuff. It's too much, guys. Just too much. And, you know, our Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, you know, here's the thing. When you have somebody that's ran a business, somebody that's had employees and understands, you know, the simple things. Why were you late? Why are you here? What do you do here? You know, and they understand it. Well, in this economy, it's very difficult to sell anything right now. I defy you to act like this is not a big deal, because it really is right now. It's incredibly difficult. And that's what you're seeing more and more and more of right now. So let me know what you think. That's gone. And Mike Lindell, you know, MyPillow. Every time I talk about this guy, I get hate mail from people that go, you need to like this guy. Again, what the guy does and how he runs his business are two different things. This guy has real problems. Now he's getting sued by FedEx to the tune of $8.3 million, because what you do is you order something, he doesn't, right now it's free shipping on that guy's site. It used to be $75 or more. Nuh-uh, now it's everybody. Every order is free. And they use different couriers, DHL, UPS, United States Postal Service, and now FedEx has been stiffed to the tune of $8.3 million. And he can't pay him. Tried to work out a deal and then missed the payments. So he's getting sued from them, and this is going to be a problem, because it's not going to make up. You got to sell a lot of pillows to pay $8.3 million. The guy has an ad budget that's out of this world. Do you guys see the commercials on TV? It's expensive to do that stuff. And what they did was they turned, you know, getting kicked out of certain retailers into a wholesale operation, which was brilliant in one sense. It was like, forget it, we'll go direct to the consumer. Everybody loves our product, which is true. I mean, a lot of people like it. I have those pillows in my house, and you guys have sent me those as gifts before. So with that, you know, the guy's not paying his bills. But the problem is, once people get behind, I've seen this so many times. And I talked to a relative today about somebody that owes them money, and I said, this is done. You have to start to accept the fact that you're never going to see this money, because they're not going to turn around. This is not the time for a turnaround. This is the time for them to cut back and figure out how they're going to pay you. And that's the best that you can do right now, is just try to get through that and try to get paid. I think FedEx is going to be, you know, caught holding the bag. I would not be surprised if we see this guy in a bankruptcy court at some point. That's just my opinion. Let me know what you think. Today's the day that you get tariffs on Canada and on Mexico, 25%. Here's the thing. Trump is pleased with how things have improved as far as the border and as far as immigration laws, but he's not pleased with the illicit drugs that are coming across the border. And he said that has to stop. This has to be something done about this immediately. And he feels that Sheinbaum and Justin Trudeau have not done anything. Want to do something fun for yourself, because this is incredibly entertaining, is Facebook has loosened some of their commentary. You can say certain things back and forth where 90 days ago you couldn't say things. You couldn't argue with somebody if they had a different political opinion than you. Now you can tell them to go F off. That's great. It's fantastic. Okay? But the idea with this is that people have an opinion, and there's nothing you're going to do to sway it. You know, the Zelensky thing is a perfect example. There are people that think that this guy's the greatest guy in the world. That's your opinion. Good for you. You know, I just think that we need to not have a war. we need to not be writing checks to foreign wars anymore. If there's anything wrong with that, you know, go check out my private channel. I have a private channel, ILSZ.TV, where we go into depth on this stuff and we talk about this. You know, people that have grandkids, people that have children, I want a safe world. I want to be able to travel around the world. I have a buddy of mine, Hunt, who owns a cruise company and literally is on a cruise once a month. And he's got the greatest job in the world and he works very hard, but he is just a skilled dude at this. And I'm telling you, if you ever want to go on a cruise, I will introduce you to this guy and he will know every boat. He will know every type of room that there is, how to pack, how to everything. And that's what you want. But I want to be able to do that again. I want to be able to go to some far off land and not worry about getting blown to smithereens. Okay? Oh, how un-American of you, Dan. You know, it's ridiculous, guys. But again, let me know what you think about this stuff. And how do you feel about tariffs? Yeah, everything's going to be so expensive. It's going to be ridiculous. We just had a chip maker come in yesterday and agree to spend $100 billion so he could avoid the tariffs. Apple Computer did the same thing. They're going to do more manufacturing here in the States. Our manufacturing is down to nothing right now. And this is the only guy I think that could have negotiated this. Do you disagree? Let me know. Let us all know in the comments. But again, I'm for us. I'm for peace. Huh? That's terrible. Isn't it awful? Let me know what you think. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one I know a lot about. And there was a man in Florida who had solar installed, but he lives in a homeowners association and didn't get it approved. Just matched what the other neighbors did, put it in right away. Homeowners association started to fine him and said, wait a second, you didn't get this approved. Well, I matched the other design. They said, well, no, you didn't. You needed to have us vote on it. You needed to have the architectural committee do this. So not only is he getting fined for doing this, but they're going to make him tear certain parts down and expose how it was connected. You know, how it was connected to the roof, how it was connected to the power source, all these different things. And it's going to cost him a minimum of $2,500 to $10,000. Now, the contractor, you can sit there and say, well, isn't he responsible? Because a homeowner said, oh, I thought that this guy was going to get all the approvals from the association. No, he didn't. We all know that that's not the way it works. This homeowner has to get signatures, has to do everything and submit the paperwork. And this guy was, responsible for this. It is a headache. But the difference is that what if this guy wanted to build a fire pit up against his wall with gas that would blow 4 feet high? I lived in an association where that's what some guy wanted. And I said, nope, no way. Not approving that. I'm not signing my life to that. So when the buildings burn down, they sue me. Not a chance. Get a permit. So what did the guy do? The guy went to the city and lied and said, I need a gas line for a barbecue. And I said, this isn't the permit for the fire pit, the fire ring. So I went to the city. I went and had my lunch sitting in City Hall one day and showed this to them. We didn't approve. No. So they called that guy, and then the guy was in trouble because now he was on a list, but I wasn't about to get sued for that. Don't do this. You know, I've covered a lot with associations, and you just don't want to break these rules because these people, I mean, you get a lot of retired people with nothing on their hands, Karens and Kens and whatever the male version of a Karen is. You get these people that have too much time on their hands, and they're just looking to have a problem. Final story is another success as far as manufacturing, and that's Honda Motor Company. Honda Motor Company has decided to build the Honda Accord here in the United States, in Indiana. Pull it from Mexico. 2028, they're going to build 210,000 cars in Indiana. That is huge, guys. That's a huge one. They don't want to pay tariffs. If we agree to this now, can we avoid paying tariffs at all? You got it. So think about it, guys. 3 years from now, they're going to start building cars and won't have to pay tariffs because of that. So let me know what you think about all this. Don't drive without insurance. You need to have renter's insurance, guys, too. Don't forget that. It's incredibly inexpensive. And when your stuff burns down to the ground or it gets robbed, you're going to have a claim that you're going to be able to file. hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Don't forget to check your spam filter if you're on the email list, because one just went out. Okay? So I'm just watching some guy ride by on his bike. See you soon.